Along the alley wall it crawls, spider-like and grotesque, face like a child's, a murdered child's, swollen and black, with coagulated blood. It smiles, teeth sharp as ice slivers formed on remote mountains, where hearts and corpses remain as cold as its eyes, which glisten like icicles in the storm-choked night. Where it climbs, without fear or slippage, tiny hands at the tips of each limb, clasping silently as it lowers itself onto a balcony where the scent of prey is thick. A child whose fears are ripe for manifesting, who presses her pale face hard against the screen and grins toothily at the dismayed visage before her, staring with unblinking feral eyes. No fear clouds her mind, no joy, no dreams, save a hunger in her gaze that echoes its own. Her soul parched, stunted, starved even of nightmares. Her visitor turns and flees into the sewer below, as welts open in its shadowy flesh, fear crescendoing, rapturous hunger uncoiling. With no nightmares to harvest but its own, the abyssal famine consumes from within, leaving nothing but a shell of black dream dust, banished with a laugh, a cough, an apathetic sigh.